Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Hi, I'm receiving charges on my account, and I'm really not sure what it's for.
All righty. May I have the zip code associated with that account, please?
20720.
Give me 1 second, please. All righty. And that first and last name, please?
First name is Catherine with a K. Last name is Phelps.
Okay. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account?
4410 Stockbridge Court. And that's in Bowie, Maryland.
All righty. All righty, ma'am. I do see back in December that you actually paid $670 for shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster. Do you remember doing that?
I do remember doing that.
Okay. And the actually Wi-Fi booster, the gift was free. You only paid the shipping and handling to receive the item. That item was a welcoming gift for joining the factory direct savings store and 48 hours. And you will bill the full price. You will bill the membership fee after signing up for the after getting the Wi-Fi booster. That $49.97 is what you're seeing there charging you for actually being a member of the Factory Direct store. Now, it also gave you a $125 gift card, which is located in the email that you provided at the time that you signed up for it. You can go in that email, and there's a link where you can open it up and use that $125 gift card to actually purchase some of the best gadgets in the world in our online web store.
Okay, no. How do I cancel this? Because that's not what I was thinking I was signing up for. I just thought I was getting a Wi-Fi for shipping and handling, and that was it.
Yes,
so it must have been something that I didn't read. But how do I get out of this now? Because I'm being charged, and it wasn't even a monthly thing. They charged me twice in 1 month. So I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I do see one of the charges where you or your financial institute declined the payment on the 9th, and then when they charge it again on the 10th.
No, that's not what I'm speaking of here. But okay. So let's
I can get you counsel. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
Yeah.
All righty. Give me 1 second. Alrighty, ma'am, I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't have any reoccurring charges on it. I do have the cancellation order number for you. Are you ready to take that down?
Yes.
Okay, it will be C as in Charlie. That's 258-947-309.
Okay. Now, thank you for that.
You are more than welcome.
Let me go back to the charges we've talked about, because
the charges were declined by your financial institute.
Yeah. Right. Well, this one has been declined, but what I'm saying is, hold on a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, 12, 13, 1, 11, and 2, 6, 1, and then this is 2. Okay, so I just lost $150 because of some small print that I didn't read.
Okay.
Is that what you're telling me? Because I never used the membership or anything, so there's no way I can get that money back.
It was actually charging you the membership fee for each month that you were enrolled until you canceled.
Wow. Okay, that's good. Thanks. Goodbye.
Oh, I didn't.